You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the visual arts. So I'm joined by Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source, Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Glad to see you again.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, Lisa.
We got a special guest. We love to bring different people in from the community to talk about what's going on. And joining us now from Ann Arbor Scrap Box is Kate Higgins. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. You've got an unusual event coming up.
It's a fashion show. We certainly do. It's called a Reuse Runway event, and it's a fashion show, but it's very unique because instead of just made from regular materials, everything, at least 75% of the materials that is in the design has to be made from recycled materials.
Which I'm assuming you get from the scrap box. I've never been there.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Not exclusively so. But
oh, okay.
The scrap box is a local creative reuse center. It's a nonprofit that's been part of the Ann Arbor community for the last 35 years, founded by Karen M. Singer in 1983.
What's your gut about what is most likely to be seen in the fashion show and something that you think is most unlikely to be seen, but you're just like praying that somebody actually is bold enough to do it?
Good question. So I expect that we will see some of the many things you can get at Scrapbox, but certainly not exclusively so. I expect I could see bottle tops.
Mm, yeah.
I could see buttons. I could see the kind of things that you see in packing materials that are put to some kind of creative reuse.
Bubble wrap?
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, but not clear.
Right. So
maybe
he looks at me when he says that.
Strategically painted over.
Yes. But one of the things, because part of our mission at Scrap is educational, is that you also have to have an environmental impact statement with your design so that we're not only showing these awesome, creative things that would otherwise not be seen, but we also are educating the community about reuse and creative reuse.
So this is the first time you've ever done anything like this?
It is the first time we've ever done this. We're pretty excited. It's going to be at Briarwood Mall at the Boo Bash. And the Boo Bash is a annual event, trick-or-treating event, that's a safe place for kids to go trick-or-treating. And they'll have a big stage set up, and there's going to be other events happening, but Reuse Runway will be part of it.
And so who enters? How can people enter? Is it open to the public to enter?
Yes. It's open to all ages, and we have entrants who range from 9 years to senior citizens. And we're going to divide it into two little shows, and one will be more of the younger end, and the other will be the adult end. And we're going to have some prizes based on some on design, some on creativity, and some on environmental impact.
If you think about, like, super couture, like fashion, a lot of it's about like the inspiration that comes from these wildly imaginative designs. And there's a really interesting energy here where, one, you're doing something that's just fun and really important, but also that inspires people to both think probably differently about the way that they dress every day, but then also to think about the materials that they're using and how they can just like live more sustainably.
Exactly.
And think about reusing.
It's a fashion show with a message and an impact, right?
That's right. And fun. Don't forget the fun
part. We will not forget that part. We'll put links for more information on our website.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lisa and Omari.
Kate Higgins from Ann Arbor Scrap Box telling us about Reuse Runway coming up. We look forward to seeing that. And the visual art scene is hopping this fall, Omari. A lot of openings and closings.
Yeah, you know, October tends to be a pretty active time. People are coming off the summer and getting right to showing their work. And so, yeah, that rhythm of openings and closings is pretty intense. At 22 North, the gallery in Ypsilanti, they have an exhibition that is winding up. It'll be winding up the weekend of October 18, 19, and 20. It's Unraveling Racism, Seeing White. And it's about 20 artists who are using art to explore the concept of whiteness and racism, in particular responding to a podcast that is called Seeing White. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what these artists come up with or what they've come up with as part of the 18, 19, 20 weekend. They'll be doing some dialogues. The gallery will be open. There'll be performances. And so, you know, it's really tricky. Racism is just a thing. White nationalism is a thing. And so anything that kind of gets people thinking and talking It's generally good.
When you see an exhibit like that, is the message clear or is it up to your own interpretation?
Well, I think that's the beautiful thing is that it just gets you thinking, you know? And even if it is, even if they're trying to get you to think something, that's the beautiful thing about art is that you get to think what you want. The nice thing with this is that artists will be around and so you can dialogue with them and understand their perspective or maybe even disagree with their perspective.
I was going to say, in a safe space?
Yes, although safe space is tricky, Lisa, because you have no clue how what somebody says is going to land, right?
So exactly.
You can't guarantee that you're not going to go into this room, this gallery, and not be offended. If you go to an exhibition like this or anything else that is, for instance, racially charged, be ready to be uncomfortable. Be ready to maybe even get a little mad or frustrated. Mm. But know that that's a real starting place for progress. Thank goodness for artists.
That's right. And what's happening at Eastern Michigan University?
So Eastern is having a science exhibition close on October 17 that's about science and design, thinking about the way that biological systems can inspire artwork. You know, for instance, realizing the manifestations of data to guide people's creative practices. And then later on in the month, October 15, there's an opening reception for a new exhibition at the Ford Gallery on Eastern Michigan University's campus, The Lucent Image, Memory and Light in Contemporary Photography. So a photography show that explores contemporary photography. They have artists from all around the country that'll be showing their works. I'd encourage people to go check that out as well.
And something happening with a local dancer?
That's back at 22 North with Peter Sparling. He is clearly well known in our community and nationally, internationally as being a dancer and choreographer. He also is a painter and a visual artist. And so he'll be showing his paintings and videos at 22 North, opening November 1, running for the month. And proceeds from anything that gets sold, half of the proceeds from things that get sold, will go to Equality Michigan, an LGBTQ statewide political advocacy organization. Check it out. Check all this stuff out.
Yeah.
It's great.
And Omar, you seem a bit refreshed. Were you just back from a special trip?
Well, Lisa, I'm refreshed and I'm really charged up about art, hence this conversation. And part of that is because I just got back from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. This is the museum that Alice Walton, one of the, I'll say, Walmart children, although Alice just celebrated her 70th birthday.
Okay.
She is the founder and kind of inspiration behind this museum that exists in Northwest Arkansas. Lisa, it is just the most beautiful, like, facility. It's a campus in the middle of this kind of forest that interacts with the greenery and the grounds around it. There are nature trails, and then you go inside and you're walking around and seeing really great, fantastic art. Art that you would normally see only on the coasts of the U.S. that Alice has brought into the middle of the country because she believes in, you know, access to creative experiences and creative expression of all sorts for everybody. Cultural tourism, get out, go see art here or any other place in the country, and I would advocate for especially going to Crystal Bridges.
Omari Rush is the Executive Director of Culture Source, Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and our special guest, Kate Higgins from Ann Arbor Scrapbox. Thank you both so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.